The idea would be to retweet or tweet like something highly critical or hateful about WP Candy, and that that was like the requirement towards winning something. Because
it would be cool if it was honest.
It would be awesome if it was like, honest, but
if it wasn't contrived just to win, that's the thing.
But at the same time, like I think in a way it may be genius, because think about the reverse psychology that's happening here. When you see somebody that you know on your Twitter stream just saying something just crazy hateful about a link, you're going to click on that link, right?
Yeah, but do we say anything that's worth hating?
Oh, I don't know. It depends who you talk to, I bet. Welcome to the fourth episode of the WP Candy WordPress podcast, the official podcast of WPCandy.com. With me today is JD Bentley, WordPress professional, blogger, and the news editor at WP Candy.
Hey.
And also...
Am I supposed to say more?
No, that's the perfect amount to say. And also Ashley Hittinger, contributor to WP Candy and a blogger.
Oh, do I get to say something now?
You can say hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I don't want to mess up like I did last time.
I don't even remember last time. That was a whole two shows ago. That's a world away.
Okay, good.
So how have you guys been?
Fine.
Great.
I had a good vacation. That's good. A good vacation away from you for a whole week.
That's nice to hear.
It was nice. I hurt you.
What happened?
Nothing happened. My parents just went on vacation, and I went home and hung out with the dog and came home with a new car. It was nice.
What?
Yeah,
I feel
that
like
happened.
Something's missing in between there. I hung out with the dog, came back with a new car.
Yep. That's what happened. No, my last car was dying a slow and painful death, so... a few things got worked out and came home with a new car, and I did not tell Ryan about it. Kind of showed up, gave him a hug, and I was like, wanna go for a spin in the new car? You were pretty floored. It's a 2002 Toyota Camry.
Nice.
She's a cute little girl. I named her Mimi. You didn't know that either, Ryan.
No, I did not know that, and I don't like that. I don't like I don't like cars with names, and I've never actually historically ever liked girls that name their cars, so that's a problem. But
oh, why?
I just think it's obnoxious.
You're obnoxious.
Naming inanimate objects is weird. Like, they're not going to respond when you say their name.
You've never
named what? What have I named?
I thought, like...
It's hard to come up with something, isn't it? Because the idea of naming something that doesn't respond is ludicrous.
It's not hard to come up with something because I have something on the tip of my tongue, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say it or not.
So well, then you probably shouldn't. Jesus. Anyway.
JD, how was your week?
Yeah.
Pretty good. Haven't done much of anything. Been preparing for a video show I'm going to try out.
But you don't know what it's about.
So, I don't know what it's about yet. I have a vague idea, but I'm not saying anything until I get it made. And I went to Goodwill and bought an $18 half suit.
That's awesome.
They didn't have any pants that matched the jacket, so I didn't bother.
Do you like dry clean that stuff?
No, I didn't do anything.
Ew! So it smells.
No, it doesn't smell. They wash it at Goodwill.
Goodwill cleans everything.
They do not wash it.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not. You bring your clothes in.
They do.
Okay, all right, hold on. It doesn't mean it's still not a good idea to clean it when you get home.
I agree.
But they are not selling dirty clothes. It's not happening. I mean, aside from just, normal use or whatever, I mean, they're not. The clothes have been cleaned.
Then why do your hands smell weird?
There's no question.
after like walking through Goodwill and stuff. Why? I don't know. I always wash my hands after going to like Goodwill or the Salvation Army. I feel my hands feel dirty. I just feel
Do
like
you touch lots of stuff.
Yeah, I go through the racks and touch the clothes and stuff. Just like
I
if you were shopping at Plato's Closet or something.
I'm just saying.
I don't even know like, what that is.
There's a lot. Okay, but the clothes are. I mean, it doesn't mean that there's anything on them.
I don't see like a Goodwill having like 10 washers and dryers back in the back washing clothes.
They don't need that many. I don't think they get truckloads of stuff. I mean, they just. Okay. I think they're able to do small loads at a time. I mean, I don't know.
I still don't believe you, but whatever. We can move on.
Yes, let's. Let's get into news. WordPress news. Music separating one topic
beautiful,
from another.
Beautiful transition.
Done. All right. First item, the WordPress trademark. This past week, the WordPress trademark was transferred from Automattic to the WordPress Foundation. Essentially, a giant donation from one for-profit company to, obviously, the organization of the WordPress Foundation. So that's kind of cool.
I'm not sure I understand what they're doing about WordPress.com now. Is it not like the same trademark?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't think there's any changes planned. I'm only familiar with as much information, I guess, has been made available about the change. But from my understanding of how trademarks work is, I mean, technically, unless they would have an issue with it, nothing happens. But even if there is an issue, there's always the option of licensing a name.
Yeah, that's
for a use like that.
That's what I was wondering, if they were licensing it from the WordPress Foundation now, or if it was just like an agreement, we'll donate it if you let us use it for .com.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I suppose on the one hand, it really depends on what the WordPress Foundation decides to do. And as far as I know, right now, I know Matt's the head of it, but I'm not aware of any sort of if there are like voting procedures and ways for people to kind of speak up and have their opinions heard about it. I don't really know how that works yet. So,
yeah. Anyway, it was a good move. I mean, I guess I would expect it based on the GPL and just the way things work in general.
Why is it so quiet? Oh. There's like a big pause in there.
What pause?
What?
A big pause where? We were stalking. Did it go out for you?
Apparently.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, big... It's a big donation because a trademark's a really valuable thing for a number of different reasons. So that's cool. And that's, I suppose, all there is to really say about that until we hear more.
It's cool.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I want to talk about the... Oh, sorry, JD.
Yeah, go ahead. What were we going
to
say?
Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to talk about the business card themes because I have a question, so maybe if you explain it.
Okay, well, did you have something to say about the trademarks first? Or the
Me?
Trademark first? No, JD.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay, cool. So the next thing that I think you're talking about, Ashley, is I posted a list on WPCandy.com of business card themes. So these are themes that are they're WordPress themes, but they're intended to be sort of profiles online that don't require a lot of blogging or a lot of content in order to make them look nice.
Okay, so basically, say I had a business card and I gave it to somebody and it had this, it had my web address to this business card theme.
Yeah.
So it's basically the same thing. So why would I have a business card to tell them my address? I guess I'm confused about why have a business card theme.
These themes are like billboards.
Yeah.
They're just there for informational, promotional purposes.
So right. Would it have more information than my business card provided?
It probably should.
It probably would have some, but not a crazy amount. But at the same time, the site's there so that you don't have to meet everyone in the world and give them your business card so that anybody online can see it.
Would it have like portfolio on it?
Maybe, but probably not.
That's too much information?
Yeah, this one has a couple of them.
This one has a resume, so.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on depends on the theme exactly how it works, but.
What was cool is that I think they're too simple to mess up. So, like, I wouldn't mind using any of these designs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you're not going to break it.
Yeah.
I think business cards need to be replaced, period. But replacing them, how is the next question? Because
I don't know how you can replace business cards though.
Like, I know, but they need to be replaced because somebody hands you a business card and then what do you do with it? You keep it in your wallet for how long or where do you put it or?
Well, yeah, I mean, business cards are basically trash. I mean, I don't know anybody who really saves them. I mean,
what about did you ever see the business card for I think it was Kevin Mitnick, the hacker? And it was he has a computer security company. So his business card, you could actually pop stuff out, and it was a lock picking kit.
Oh, nice.
Shut, really?
Yeah, that's actually useful.
Ryan thinks these are, like, really nerdy, but I like the business cards that are magnets.
Do they have those?
Yeah, we have one on.
I think
the
they're just called.
Right
I think
now.
They're just called magnets. I don't think.
Yeah, that's what I was.
But it's
business
card. Yeah, but it's a business card. Like we have the one from the construction worker guy.
Yeah, I think depending on who you are, I guess. I mean, for local stuff, business cards are important. But for the most part, if you have a name that's not John Smith, then I think people are just used to Googling for who you are, and whatever they end up on is basically your business card.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary.
But I mean it makes sense. I mean that you know
it does, but it's like I have no control over what shows up in Google.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean it depends on how unique your name is though, because
I'm the only JD Bentley.
Right. So let me see here.
Because I'm Googling,
I bet. I bet most of us just putting in our name is going to bring up our homepage. It's going to bring up our website. Our individual personal websites. Just checking it here. Yeah, I mean, it pulls up your .com, JD. So, I mean,
hey, it got
you do
too
control
bad.
It. And
nice.
It did. And then it looks like a couple of other of your sites. Twitter, your profile on WP Candy, LinkedIn. So basically, you do control what people find.
Wow,
that's
this
nice.
Is really pretty. Good job.
What are you talking about?
Your site.
Oh, yeah.
Your site's nice.
It's nice and clean.
It is nice and clean.
I like it that way.
I think for the most part, simple names are going to bring up probably the right. Yeah, like, I mean, it brings up whatever. So, I mean, in Ashley's case, Googling your name brings up your Twitter account, followed by your website, then Facebook.
I hated that. Like, how can I delete? I want to be able to delete almost anything I can on Google at any time. And you were like, that's just not that's not possible.
Depends on what it is. It depends on what it is. Because, I mean, you can, but it depends on whether it's something you control or not. Because, I mean, anybody can have your name somewhere, and you can't really control that. But things that are under your control, you can block from Google. It just depends. It's like, a tough answer.
I thought I read about a company that was doing something where they could kind of erase your history on the internet. I think I read about it in the New York Times.
That'd be nice.
Hmm.
I don't like it.
It might be a startup.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
The business card themes, I put together the list initially because I have a few friends who are doing more and more stuff on the internet, but they themselves aren't really bloggers, and it's going to take some time to, I think, get them used to it. So I figured this would be a nice stopgap to sort of say, hey, let's basically give you a profile online that, you know, yeah, you have Twitter and you have Facebook or whatever else, but you really need some sort of a home base that all of that stuff tracks back to.
Wow, this business card theme's really nice. The first one in the list.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect all these effects. All the sliding and fading.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, a number of them are really, really cool. Yeah.
Okay, so with this, somebody... Okay, Ryan, somebody like my dad who isn't into the web or anything, but say he wants to start his own business.
Right.
Would this be the way to go?
Well, this would be something to start with. I mean, it's not something that you're going to need. It's not high maintenance. You're basically going to set it up and then leave it alone. So
right.
For somebody
so that would be
that's
perfect.
New, that's pretty ideal.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's the whole point, is it's easy to set up and then just kind of sits there. Now, it's not going to do a whole lot for you, aside from probably give a landing page for people searching for your name, but that's about it.
Okay. That makes sense.
All right. So, Event Espresso, which I'll admit, until this week, I had no idea. I'd never heard of them before. Event Espresso is an event management plugin for WordPress. And they've announced that they are offering, and it's a commercial plugin, but it has free versions. It has a few different versions floating around that they are offering their commercial plugin for free to WordCamp organizers, specifically to alleviate the extra charges that places like Eventbrite put on attendees when they register.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it either. Yeah, but it looks really nice.
Yeah,
it's one of those things where I see it and then I want to create a reason to have it.
Yeah.
Because it looks so, like, I feel like I could do something with it, even though I have nothing, like, I have no experience with events. But it makes me, it's the same with Gravity Forms, where I see it and I'm like, I should make a reason to have that.
Yeah, cool things are like that.
I'm sorry, what does it do?
It's a... Event Espresso is an event management plugin, so like you're throwing an event and it allows you to it allows people who want to go to say, I want to go, here's my information, and it basically saves all of that. So it's like, you know, on Facebook when people create something and you say, are you going or are you not going?
Right.
And this will also I believe account for things like charges and
so this will notify you every time a WordCamp comes up?
No, this is going to allow you to create a WordCamp event on your blog and manage it using that instead of using something like Eventbrite, which is an outside service. So it'll allow you to use it as a plugin, create an event, and then invite people and manage who's coming and who's not.
Have you used it?
No, but we have a review scheduled for the site, so we are going to play around with it a bit.
Cool.
I'm actually wondering, and this is something that, again, I haven't... there are a couple event calendar type plugins floating around, and I'm wondering if I could use a plugin like Event Espresso, and I'm not sure whether it will do what I'm thinking or not, but to sort of run a community calendar of sorts, which if it would work that way with maybe some tweaking, or maybe it just works that way already, I think that could be really cool. That I could see myself using.
Yeah, I'm looking at the free one, WordPress Events Registration, and it's got a calendar. But I think it looks like another calendar plugin that I've had. So it might have been just they fit that in there.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe they built on top of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, it's just cool that they... I think their announcement is kind of funny. They said, based on the number of WordCamps that are going to happen this year... and the average cost per attendee that's charged through Eventbrite or any of these services, mm-hmm. that something like $30,000 can be saved by using their plugin and skipping those costs.
That's crazy.
And it's cool. I mean, you know, if it'll be interesting to see whether WordCamp organizers actually pick up on it and start using it or not.
Yeah, I think they should. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it all really depends on how easily it can be incorporated into different themes and sites. Because really, this kind of rolls into the other thing this week that we're starting to cover WordCamps more often. You know, WordCamp sites are really all ends of the spectrum. You know, some of them are hosted at WordCamp Central. Some of them are run on their own with any number of different themes, both custom and out of the box. So it would really have to be something that's pretty flexible and easy to use. So, I mean, we'll find out, you know, with the review, I guess, but
yeah.
Yeah. So we're covering WordCamps more often. We've just started reaching out to, and this isn't necessarily something to talk about really, but, or not really a discussion thing, but we are spending more time and energy, finding, tracking down, and getting information about WordCamps before they happen, after they happen, sort of getting people to write experience posts. Like if you've been to a WordCamp and you want to say what your experience was like or send in photos, that's just a big part of what WP Candy is doing now. So,
Jenny, yeah. Have you been to one? Have
no.
You been to a WordCamp?
Never.
No? Do you want to go? Wait, I think we were talking about this.
We didn't talk about it in a podcast.
No.
It was like before. But I think I might want to go, maybe.
I thought you said that you wouldn't want to go.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
People change.
Oh, my God. Are you just saying this because you're on a podcast and it's being recorded?
No. If I really, like, I was looking at the one closest to me, I think, is Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah, I was looking at it earlier. It looks like December, right?
Yeah, December 4th, maybe? I don't remember. Anyway, I was looking at that one. Maybe I'll go. I don't know. I don't know how they are.
Let's do it. Let's all meet.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Never met you. I've never met Ryan.
No. Oh, no. It's been glorious.
Oh, hi, you're so funny. Well, good. You really should go. I bet people will recognize you. Maybe.
What? I do a podcast. Nobody's seen me.
I don't know. Is your blog becoming popular?
No. What?
Yeah, that reminds me. How
you tweet about it all the time?
I forgot to. Shut up! I forgot to ask. How's Too Bad Eye going?
Too Bad Eye. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
So people are commenting.
No, I didn't say that. I said it was good.
Well, why is it good?
Because it exists, and I got it up, and it's still running, and it's there if anybody wants to use it.
Cool.
And it is at TooBadEye.com now.
Yeah, I converted it. I mainly converted it because I wanted to play with the multi-site. So.
Yeah, how'd that go? So this is your first time building out sort of a network using WordPress multi-site.
Yes, it was really easy up until the point where I had to get the domain to work with WordPress.
Uh-huh.
And that was only because I couldn't follow the instructions I read everywhere else because of how my host does things. It turned out to be easier than the instructions everywhere else, but I spent like 4 hours just trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
But it was like, I don't know, just adding little lines of code to the configuration file, and then it was working pretty much.
Nice.
And then domain mapping, and finally get the subdomain set up. Anyway, it's easy. I liked it a lot.
Oh, it's easy after 4 hours.
No, that was just because of my host and how they direct domains.
So now that you've done it once, do you think doing it again would be easier?
Yes, it'd be simple. I could probably do it in like 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Well, now it would be even less than that since it's already set up. I could just create other blogs.
Right,
and then I'd still have to set up the subdomain.
Yeah, I mean, once it's in place, it's really easy to fire off new ones. I mean, do you think it would be just as easy to create a new network, like elsewhere on a new host even?
Yes. Well, on a new host, it would depend. If they use something weird, then it might take me another 4 hours. But assuming that I use the same host or one that's standard, it'd be easy.
So you're learning how to code now?
No. I just copied and pasted like some kind of include file. I don't know how to code.
That never works for me. I always break it.
Yeah.
I know enough not to break it, but I don't know how to write it myself.
Right. Mm.
I mostly do theme stuff, and that's not real coding. It's just like template tags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's more front-end stuff than it is back-end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to talk about hosting some more.
What about hosting? Do you want to talk about Pagely hosting?
Yes, I do.
Segway.
How did you know?
It's not a segue if you point it out.
Read my mind. No, but I do have a few things. Okay, well, you need to explain this to me a little bit. We were talking about this before the podcast even started, but mm-hmm. explain it again for...
Okay, so you're talking about Pagely's new... This news is probably closing in on a week old, but because of how we do the podcast, it just falls into this one. Pagely is a hosted WordPress option. So if you want to, you can go to WordPress.com and start up a free blog there. In a similar sort of way, you can go to Pagely and host your blog with them.
Okay, so spend some money to have a .com of your own.
Well, spend some money for the .com, and I believe there are free alternatives as well, but it's hosted with someone, and you're not doing the hosting yourself. They just announced last week that they're rolling out what they call the vertical platform, which lets partners or people that sort of team up with them roll out their own version of what they do with the hosting for their clients. So what it seems like, and it seems the real details of this seem like they would only be transparent to those that are kind of close to it and they're actually partners to kind of see how it works, but it's still a Pagely service. It's just going to be more sort of tight-knit with partners. So
is it like a reseller? Like you pretend to have your own service, but it's actually Pagely.
It seems similar to that. I'm not sure the level of control that partners are allowed, but I know that it allows them to basically do all of the sign-up stuff on their site and on their end, so it doesn't require you going over to Pagely, as far as I can tell. So,
okay, so you can host it?
If you or I wanted to say, hey, you know, come get hosting from us, then... You know, oh yeah, well technically it's a Pagely thing. But I mean it would be virtually seen as hosting from so yeah, it is. It's WordPress sort of reseller hosting on a limited basis. It's to only accepted partners.
But yeah, is there a price on it or is it just depending on whatever someone's trying to do?
Last time I checked, no price was listed. So it's just something that you'll find out by getting in touch with them.
Yeah.
How long did it take you this morning, Ryan, to get the site back up?
This is why I didn't want to talk about hosting. So, good problem to have, but it's still a problem to have. The site went down this morning for about an hour, give or take, because of a surge from a couple popular links, which, again, is a good thing, but it's still, you know, utterly painful to see a site go down when you know that there's traffic attempting to get there. Probably going to be doing some host changes. And just kind of figuring some stuff out. We did have a caching plugin. We do have a number of things that are set up through a CDN that should help with some of that, but it seems like it just comes down to the host in this case, so probably going to move that over in the next week or so to accommodate some growth.
So say sorry.
Sorry for the downtime? Sorry for the downtime.
Yes.
I didn't know that it was down.
Yeah. I didn't know until you, like...
It was relatively brief, but it was a very frustrating... It's always frustrating. Anybody who runs a site and then has it go down when they don't want it to go down, it's painful.
Jesus, you were in a mood this morning about it.
I think that's... it happens. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it's fixed. That's why I wanted to talk about this hosting, because I, you know, got a taste of, you know, what that's like, and...
Yeah, a host is a kind of thing that you spend money on so that you don't have to spend time worrying about it. I mean,
you know, it kind
it's
of
not something you know you need until you don't have it.
It's like you... Okay, so I think about it when you live in an apartment, you have maintenance is included. So hosting is like maintenance. You pay for it, so it's taken care of, and you don't have to worry about it. They take care of it.
Right, and the more you pay, the less you have to worry about.
Yeah.
That's, I mean.
Okay, so the more people that come to the site,
the larger of a host that you require. Yeah, in layman's terms, basically, yeah.
Interesting. Okay, cool. Get it.
Alrighty. So the vast majority of websites that I deal with or that I have myself require, like, you know, one guy on, like, his part-time lunch break or whatever 3 times a month or something. That's the level of hosting that I normally require. So WP Candy is a little bit larger than most of the sites that I manage.
Yeah.
If the, cool. Just to butcher a metaphor.
Thanks.
Yeah. So I think that wraps it up for news, and we can get into the mailbag section.
I get to go first, don't I?
Would you like to read?
I do.
All right, go for
Wait,
it.
Wait, what do I do? I thought I was going to talk about my blog.
No. What did I just what segment did we say we were part of now?
Damn it, I got really excited.
I'm sorry. This is the mailbag section. So this is the part where we read any tweets or emails that have come in about the podcast or about the site in the last week. You can send in your own to podcast@wpcandy.com or really any of the links on the site. There's plenty of places you can get in touch with us, but podcast is the best one. Ashley, I don't know if you have... Are you looking at the doc right now?
Okay.
Yeah, since you jumped in, you can read the first email if you'd like.
Oh, my... It's really big.
No, the first one. It's only 3 lines. The first email.
Oh, from Connor?
Yes, from Connor.
Okay. He says, "Hey guys, after a few weeks of operation, I want to congratulate you on the superb. I'm in college. coverage of WordPress news on both the blog and the podcast. Being in a different time zone than the U.S. often makes it hard to keep up with what's happening in the WordPress community, and WP Candy solves this problem. Keep up the good works." Keep up, yeah. Connor. WPKickstart.com. Thanks, Connor.
Awesome.
Who wants to take the big one?
That's one way to get your email read, is to throw in some back padding. We'll always read that. Yeah, the second email, just grabbed parts of it because it's a little bit of a longer one, but totally about the podcast, so worth looking at. Emails from Simon said, "Hey guys, okay, first off, I want to tell you that I've been enjoying your site for a while and was excited to see that you have a podcast. Like the humor, that's cool. You guys don't sound like geeks, which is cool, which is surprising to me." says that the show is a freaking hour long.
It's true. It's too long. Whatever.
Oh. Oh, okay.
We'll fix it.
Well, that's what Simon's saying. He says says do some editing, tighten it up, script it, edit it, crunch it down. So he says it's too long, but that he likes it and that he wants to see it grow. So.
I like that. That was very constructive. Very constructive criticism.
It was.
Yeah, thanks, Simon. Length of the podcast is it's a weird thing because it's not... Well, what do you guys think about it?
Go ahead.
Nope. You're going.
Okay, so I think that it... It's hard to say because some of the most popular ones are like an hour long, and then some of the one I know that personally I can only latch on to a podcast if it's like 20 minutes long,
mm-hmm.
which is why every week I listen to The Moth, mm-hmm. and then I want to listen to Wait, Don't Tell Me, but I usually only get halfway through it.
Gotcha.
So I can understand wanting it shorter.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I don't know how to make it shorter. I mean, it's just kind of natural, the mm-hmm. way we're doing it. So, I don't know, like, to me, if it was scripted, it would be very boring. Edited might not be... I don't know. I feel like... I don't know. I think I wouldn't shrink it myself.
Yeah, it's. I mean, as far as time, it's honestly not something that I've formed a solid restriction or, you know, expectation about, because I don't want to shrink it to a certain length and I don't want to extend it to a certain length. So far, we've just recorded whatever each week's length turned out to be. Yeah. You know, I think 1 week it was 25 minutes. I think last week was 55 minutes or so. Where I think we're still finding our groove. So in that, it's probably a little early to say, okay, this is the way that it's going to work, because we're still kind of testing things to see what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, so this is probably something to revisit in 20 more podcasts.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say the same thing. Like, you know, we're still jiving as three people talking. And
right.
I'm not worried about it. I think that it'll work itself out, and it's going to be what it's going to be. And if you want to stop listening after 20 minutes, that's fine. And
well, yeah, I mean, if you like 20-minute podcasts, we just gave you three podcasts because we're awesome.
Yeah.
3X podcasts.
No, I want to keep the constructive criticism coming for sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's great. Yeah.
We should also encourage hate mail.
No,
we need
please,
some. I thought about this.
I cry. Please be nice.
So direct all of the constructive criticism towards Ashley.
No.
I was actually thinking about this earlier today, but I didn't do it. We've got, you know, we have a number of things, you know, almost every day that we can give away at WP Candy. And so I'm always trying to come up with interesting ways to do it so that it's not just, hey, leave a comment or retweet this, because that stuff just gets old. And I thought earlier that I thought I had a decent way to do a retweet thing that I thought would work. And it was going to be, and maybe I'll still use this, but the idea would be to retweet or tweet like something highly critical or hateful about WP Candy, and that was like the requirement towards winning something. Because
then, huh? It would be cool if it was honest.
It would be awesome if it was honest, but
if it wasn't contrived just to win, that's the thing.
But at the same time, like I think in a way it may be genius, because think about the reverse psychology that's happening here. When you see somebody that you know on your Twitter stream just saying something just crazy hateful about a link, you're going to click on that link, right?
Yeah, but do we say anything that's worth hating?
Oh, I don't know. It depends who you talk to, I bet.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, maybe. one of the three of us is incredibly racist, so.
And I'm sure my voice is wicked annoying, so
well,
who knows?
Everybody's voice is annoying to them.
Who's the racist one?
Ryan.
Sounds like Ryan.
Yes. No. Yes.
You were talking about giving,
what,
I don't
what
know,
was
passing
it?
Out candy in a white van to a...
That me?
Was, that was...
To, no,
that was
Ryan.
Me?
No, yeah, you, I said that. Ryan was over here talking about
no,
white
I'm talking
power
about,
last week.
I'm talking. Yeah, Ryan was talking about white power. That's right.
This is how
white
we write history. You guys realize when we talk that there's a place somewhere in the computer that's recording and saving this information, right? So it can be recalled later.
Yes, that's why I'm saying you, the racist.
Yeah,
we're all
and
racist.
You said you wanted to take candy to playgrounds and hand it out to
well, that's not
white
a racist.
Children.
That's not a racist thing. That would
white
be
white children
that would be
only.
A
I said
child.
White children.
Oh, okay.
You're wow, only... you have just taken it to a whole another level. We are going to hell in a handbasket. That's what's going to happen.
Now the emails are really going to start flowing. But no, what do you, yeah. I think that would be. I think people could get behind something like that. You know, hate us on Twitter, and we'll give you things. It's a nice twist, right? I think it's
yes.
genius.
No, that's not.
What would the long term effect be?
Oh well, since it's
people
like
are
a
just going to come to WP Candy just to hate on. It.
Yeah, the comments.
Well, I think here's where it
would turn into YouTube.
Well, here's where I think it stems from the fact that since we've launched, which is it's a good thing, we've received a lot of positive feedback about what we're doing, and I was hoping that something like that would start to draw out the criticisms that people might have but aren't saying because it's early on.
Yeah, people are giving us a break, so we need to make them not give us a break.
Right, and I was thinking, well, if I gave them incentive to not like us, maybe they would. I think it makes total sense.
It does make sense. Not sure why you'd want to do that, but...
Well, like I said, I didn't do it. And now, thanks to all of your encouragement, I definitely will.
I would like to get hate mail, though.
Yeah, it'd be a nice change.
Okay, well, you and Ryan can get hate mail, but I want nothing to do with it.
Well, I wouldn't let you see the hate mail if it came in. But we would talk about it on the show.
Have you been lying to me?
No. No, we don't. I made up both of those emails. WordPress picks. WordPress picks are where we each pick something that we've used in the past week, or something that we like that's WordPress related, whether it's a blog, a theme, a plugin, a book, a song, a play, a person.
There's a WordPress play?
No.
That'd be awesome.
I don't think so. Maybe. I mean,
they could make a movie about Matt, like they did with The Social Network.
They could.
My gosh.
Except that it would be far. Well, see, here's the thing. I think a truly accurate. I was going to say it'd be far less dramatic, but I think a truly accurate thing about Facebook would also be less dramatic than they're making it out to be. I haven't seen the movie yet. I want to.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes across as being extremely dramatic, whereas the true thing probably is not, or the true side of the story is probably not.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
The guy comes across as a douche.
He does that in real life, though.
Yeah, that's a real thing, yeah.
Yeah, he's a douche in real life?
Well, yeah, I watched an interview with him. That way. Mm. Watched an interview with him on like 60 Minutes or something, and he talks, I don't know, it's really weird.
It's just so unnecessary.
For him to talk?
No, for him to be a douche.
He's a billionaire, he can do what he wants to.
It's true.
I don't care. Ashley. I don't care how much money you make, you can be sweet,
Ashley.
Loving.
Ashley.
What?
Do you have a pick?
Well, I do have a pick, but it's not a WordPress pick. But I go to this, I look at this site almost three times a day.
Is it a blog?
Yes.
Okay, well, WordPress is all about blogging, so if you found a blog, then that could be your pick. What's your pick?
I visit apartmenttherapy.com multiple times a day because it comes up on my RSS feed reader.
Okay, what is it about?
Apartment Therapy.
Is it .com? I have to see it now.
Yes, apartmenttherapy.com. So when it comes up through my feed reader, I get these images about, honestly, for I'm such a visual person that I see these images of these amazing rooms, or how somebody paints a room, or a lot of recycling uses on different things. And Ryan introduced me to Evernote a while back, and the images that are my favorite, I put those all into Evernote as my dream home someday. So I have these multiple images of what I want my dream home to look like, and I've gotten these all from Apartment Therapy, and I attach the web address with it, so someday I can look back on it and say, oh, okay, this is how you can do this. And because I'm a crafty person, mm-hmm. That'll probably be one of my next blog shout outs a few weeks down the line. But yeah, I mean, this is just something that I look at daily. So
looks pretty cool.
I love it.
Cool. So apartmenttherapy.com.
Maybe, you know, they should be WordPress, but their site is I really like their site.
Mm-hmm.
So are you there? JD, you're looking at it right now?
Yes. I'm looking at trees. Okay. The picture I'm looking at has nothing to do with apartments. And now I'm looking at pillows.
Yeah, multiple different.
She's breaking up for me. Is she breaking up for you, too?
Yes.
Okay, just a second. Oh, there she is. Sorry, I lost you for a second. Go ahead.
No, there's multiple different sites, like branch sites off of Apartment Therapy, like... There's the kitchen site that I go to a lot because I'm big into cooking. Renest is another site, Unplugged, stuff like that. So they've got a nice little family going on.
Cool. Right.
That's it.
Awesome.
Do you guys have a pick?
Yeah, like, JD, what? Do you have a pick, or should I skip you for the moment?
I do have a pick.
You do have one.
I have been thinking hard about this for the last 3.5 minutes.
Nice.
And my pick is Glenn Beck's The Blaze.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Okay.
This is my top site for reading conservative news. Mm-hmm. I love this site more than life itself. And Rush Limbaugh is not buying Nissan's new polar bear ad. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's top news. So
it is.
We did it. We did a story about this was a couple weeks ago, I think, when it first launched. It is a WordPress site, so you got us there.
Yeah, that it was the first WordPress site I could think of because I haven't done anything with WordPress this week. So usually I would have a plugin or something.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. Maybe I could have said something about. I could have done the domain mapping plugin.
There you go.
Great. Awesome. Well, Glenn Beck.
Yeah, no, Glenn, this is the first celebrity starting a WordPress blog that we've covered. You can check it out. It's theblaze.com.
Okay.
That's about it.
All the best to Glenn Beck.
Yeah, I mean, politics aside, it's an interesting, you know, to see anybody notoriety using WordPress. I don't think they're a WordPress VIP. I think they're just running it themselves, but there you go. So my pick this week is a plugin. It's a plugin that I've used, and I need to pick it now because there's a good chance that I might change it in the future, and you'll see why in a second, but I wanted to highlight it before just in case something changes. My pick is the Topsy retweet button. This is the plugin that we use to generate the retweet buttons throughout the site. And it's really nice because it's really clean, it's really simple, it's easy to customize, and it does its job. It shows how many retweets, and it actually linked to all of those retweets, which I don't actually use, but it's nice that it's there. And yeah, it's good. And the reason I say I want to talk about it now is because, of course, the official Twitter retweet button has come out, and there's a good chance we might be changing that in the future to be the official one, assuming that the functionality and it's clean and everything works out the same way. But up until now, the Topsy retweet button has served us really well.
Yeah, I was using the official tweet button now on mm-hmm. Too Bad Eye, and it's the first time I ever used it. And it's actually pretty cool that you can recommend people. Like, after they retweet something, you have an option to follow people related to the site you're on.
Right.
So that was pretty cool. I've never actually used Topsy, though. I'm not actually sure what Topsy is. I just know that sometimes I post things and it says top 5,000.
Yeah, Topsy is sort of my understanding at least, it's sort of a collection of tweets about things. Like they sort of scrape tweets to try to form, you know, popular topics and popular linked items throughout.
Yeah. I wonder what they'll do with the official tweet button. Like, how will that work now?
How do you mean? Oh, like, will they integrate that into Topsy?
Yeah, because I think they had, like, the tweet meme. Like, they integrated that into the official button into tweet meme, right? Hmm. Is that the site?
Well, I know that's one of the popular ones. I don't know about
it. Yeah, like, when they were launching it, they collaborated with tweet meme to work the button stuff out. And then tweet meme already uses the official tweet button. So I'm wondering if Topsy would be able to do the same thing.
Maybe it would. I don't know. But the thing that's compelling me towards using the official tweet button is the, like you said, the recommendations after a tweet. I think that might end up, because the idea that somebody could tweet it and say, oh, hey, maybe check out WP Candy, or maybe the Twitter account of the person who wrote this, you know, which would be one of us, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah, it's the tweet button makes it a lot easier because I was using the tweet meme button and it would always like redirect me to Twitter, and then I'd have to like just fill out the Twitter web box and hit tweet or whatever the button is. I don't use the web interface, so I have no idea. But I like it because it's kind of, it doesn't take you out of the site you're at. It's kind of just there. It works.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Well, cool. Those are the picks this week. And I think that does it. Does that do it? Anything else? Ashley, anything from your end?
I have to take the dog out.
Alrighty. Well, that's a good enough reason to end a podcast, if ever.
And my phone's going to die.
All right.
Have a good week. I'm looking forward to next week.
Of course. Hit it every week. And I guess that's it. Right?
Stay classy.
All right. You can follow JD at JD Bentley on Twitter and Ashley at A-Ray, A-R-A-E. You can also find those accounts listed from the Twitter button on WPCandy.com. And that's where we are. That's where we'll be until next week's podcast. So, bye, everybody. This is where you guys say bye, too.
Oh, okay, bye.
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 We'll get it down eventually, folks. All right. See ya.